Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Macro Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that realness.
Interweblians, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another show, the Backyard Maker Show, backyardmakershow.com on the all-new Gorilla Podcast Network. Don't forget to check out Gorilla Podcast Network on Instagram, Gorilla Podcast Network. Listen, man, we're here. We're moving. I'm with my co-host, X. What up, X?
What's good? What's good?
What's good?
My good peoples.
B, what's good, B?
What's up? How are you?
Good, man. We're a little tired.
Everybody worked hard. Everybody got their hard work voice on them. Yo,
it was a hard.
I've been working forever.
Hard weekend, but you know, we here, man.
Yeah, it's good to be able to work hard.
Yo, real quick, man, I want to shout out Sweden, the UK. Still, you know, they up in there. They with us. We got, you know, the Connecticut, of course, Brooklyn, Jersey. There's so many places now, man. Serbia, like, they're checking in, man. So it's dope, man. It's a little surprising, kind of, because, you know, we started from nothing, but you know, it's also not surprising because, you know, we had goals anyway.
This is where we was aiming, man.
But it's definitely gratitude, man. So thank you guys for listening in and checking us out and sharing and commenting and rating and all that, man. But yeah, we're back with another show, man. Hope you guys like what you've been listening. Last show, we updated our equipment a little bit, so we sound a little bit more crispy.
Yes.
Sound a little better, man. You know, like I said,
we were gonna
keep updating things so we could offer you guys the best quality we can to enjoy the show, man. But I don't know, man.
How was your weekend, bro? How's things with you? You always ask about us,
bro.
What's going on with you, man?
I think my weekend's still going because I hardly sleep, so my days just be tagging into the next, man. But just working hard, man. Put in some work here. You know what I mean? We put up the ceiling and shit, and
it's a big ass
still doing some more work, man. I'm almost done, but doing the delivery job, and I dropped the new t-shirts for Self Mathematics Clothing.
This was gonna ask you what's going on.
Oh, so, I saw that.
Yeah. So we got some new garments out there, some new product. Pushing that, and I shot a baby shower. I was really busy this weekend, man. I did everything from basically all my businesses in one fucking shot. Usually it's not like that spread out.
Right.
So the photography, the clothing, the podcast, and graphics and shit.
I had one of those weekends too where I was like, normally I don't do music like that. I kind of like put music like to the back a bit, you know what I mean, while I push the healing work and everything else more. But somebody actually requested those services. I wasn't gonna say no, you know what I'm saying?
I love music anyway.
Hopped on it and it was beautiful. I was like, oh wow,
we're here to work, man.
It's like, I really missed this. Like, I want to do this more, you know.
That's good, man.
Because that's a part of you too.
Right.
And that's
right.
What part of your art and. That's some things that like we gotta look at. There's like all the hats.
Yeah, all the hats that we wear.
That everybody has to put on.
I want to combine all of them into like one experience. It's just time, man. Time is such a factor, you know. Like where you decide to put your time, where you have to put your time,
and
things like that, and energy, right? Because like I have to sleep. I be hating that I have to sleep because I be wanting to just do more stuff, but then my body like, yo, fuck you.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm tired of you, dog. You're not letting me sleep.
And that's how I get down, bro. I'll keep going until I crash.
Yeah.
And then I'll crash for like a whole day. Like, I'll sleep for like almost fucking 12 hours type shit. No lie. Like,
yeah, I feel you.
I'll go to sleep.
You have to recharge.
I'll go to sleep at night and I'll wake up like 7 o'clock and next day type shit. Yeah. And then I'll do it all over again.
Yeah.
But that's
just,
you know, it's part of the grind when you're trying to do shit, man.
Right. You gotta like maximize your time, maximize your energy as much as possible.
You know what's dope about time, though, man? Like, you know, we're used to time the way we've been taught time, man. But I'm like, yo, fuck that. I'm gonna try to catch up with a lot of the time that I lost, and that's why I do a lot of this shit. And it pushes you to the limit, but you gotta kind of, if you look at it a little bit different, man. It kind of, because that shit holds you back when you think of it like that. Like, damn, I got to rush, or damn, I got to do that.
Right.
If you just be like, yo, I got to just do it, keep going.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. So, time is a fucking illusion anyway.
I used to say that it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, time doesn't really
exist. It's the perception of it.
Yeah, it's
the perception of it.
And the perception that people wanted us to believe.
What it's supposed to be, right?
Because it's part of a control method. You know, you got time, you got to be at work at a certain time. You got to clock in at a certain time, you gotta go out of school at a certain time.
Right. So you always were reminded of this element that you kind of don't have much control over, mm-hmm. but you have to keep in mind.
Yeah, don't go ahead, man. Do your thing, man.
You got yours.
But yeah, man. Time is an illusion, man. It's I feel it was just created for, just like the fucking calendar. That shit don't exist neither, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not even in the year 2018.
Right, we're in some like wild number year.
Who
like,
fucking knows what year?
Year 14 billion trillion thillion billion. You know what I'm saying?
No,
some wild shit.
But yeah, go ahead, man. You was going in.
No, I'm just saying, you know, time is a motherfucker sometimes, because while it's something that doesn't quite exist in the capacity that is presented to us, it's something that we have to deal with every day.
Yeah.
In the capacity that is presented to us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I couldn't move in my own kind of time all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's going to fuck up things, you know, for me. So, you know, it's interesting. It's like you're dealing with something that was created literally off of an idea of how things should be. By the powers that be, you know, they say, I don't know if the interwebians know about the Gregorian, I think Gregorian calendar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Gregorian, yeah.
Gregorian calendar. Mm-hmm. So this calendar is not the calendar that's always been. So the time, the way we look at time,
yes,
it's not always been this way.
Yeah,
or not always been all way. These ancient societies that had their own way to tell time was completely different than how we see things. It's including like some Mayan calendars or Mayan times that they believed in 13, everything, you know, like how we do 12 months, it was really 13, you know. So there's a lot of other societies.
That number 13 comes up, man. Yeah. What y'all know about number 13? I don't know much. I just know it's a spooky number because it's always
it's
something.
Actually
I don't think it's spooky.
Not spooky, I'm saying not bad in a bad way. It's spooky meaning like, it's always like some kind of thing about
yeah,
it. So
like that whole Friday the 13th shit, I think that's all bullshit.
I ain't talking about that.
More no, I'm like, just saying, though, it's yeah, there,
but
though,
it's there,
know?
Though, right?
Nah,
it's
no.
one of the 13s. Yeah,
well,
it is
know,
one of
like,
the 13s.
Like how they say for witches is actually a really lucky day because it's the day that they can do a lot of their powers or use a lot of their magic and they feel stronger. It's a divine feminine number. So, of course, anything that was feminine was considered evil, you know, a dart.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is like the next step. So, we know everything from 12. You know, we know from like the calendar years and things like that. But even in spirituality, once you get past 12, it's the higher realms.
Yeah.
So 13 represents
the
that.
The next step.
Yeah. And that it's interesting because it goes 12, then 13 is the first team where it goes into
right. It goes to another level.
So
of
that's
things.
Interesting.
It's like not like certain.
And
certain
so that's just the start of these the other
13s, right? Because it's like
the other realms, you know, the other worlds.
So does that have any correlation with like buildings that have that don't have a 13th floor or something like that?
Like, yeah, well, they believe they try to use a lot of the luck things, but a lot of that goes back to like the hunters. So there's still hunters out there, by the way, that go after spiritualists or witches or whatever that believe all these things. So in order for them not to educate other people, and once they start bringing people along or teaching them that, these hunters will come out and they'll make things seem evil or unlucky or dark or whatever in order for people to stay away from truth.
Safe place.
Damn. That's crazy.
And you know, it's interesting you talking about that because, you know, being that I went public with my healing work, that's been one concern of mine that I always keep my eyes out for is the opposition to what I'm doing. And I'm prepared for it, but it comes in different forms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more I do it, the more different forms of it I'm gonna see. And I'm always mentally preparing myself for that. Because I've seen it come through people close to me, so I can only imagine what it's gonna look like as I venture out to the world, start traveling more and doing things like that.
Oh yeah.
I will say, like this time of my life is first of all, I've never thought I'd really get to this point in my life. Two, it's a very.
But we're here.
Yeah, I'm gonna look back at this like, yo, how? You know what I mean? Like,
that's before you knew you was the shit, bro. You know what I mean? Before you knew what you had. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. It's a journey. I tell you that. Man.
Can somebody tell you different now?
No.
That's right.
You are the shit. That's it.
Can't nobody tell you different now, right?
Thank you, man.
Yo, that's the growth, man.
Thank you.
And it comes with what? with time, baby.
Right. Time. Time.
Time is of the essence.
Yeah, yeah. It is. This candle smells fucking great, by the way.
It's some mango shit.
Yeah, that's
some
bomb ass.
I don't know what the fuck it's.
Yeah,
it's some mango shit.
Making me kind of high.
Mango shit's right.
Yo,
I don't know.
You,
it's good.
Yo, that would be a dope idea, Mrs. Candlemaker. Can you make fucking like some candle with like
I've been testing
THC
that
or some weed?
I have tested that, but you know how expensive that is.
Yeah,
That shit would be like $100 candle.
Yeah. Yo, make that money off your candle.
True.
I feel like that's what people try to hide is that smell, you know. So they buy the candles to not
smell like weed. What if it didn't smell like weed? Would it get you high?
When it's completely like legal and good, and everybody wants to smell it, then. Yeah. Think it'll be
well, you should start now and put the high ass prices. You know how they put the high ass prices for like the black market shit,
right?
And then when it comes like, you
that's
know,
true.
When it comes commercial, it's like
it's an idea.
Shit, is there a way to get somebody high off a candle?
Well, you can get contacts.
Well,
yo,
you could,
so.
Yeah, contact, just like wake, just like awaken.
We're
babe.
Definitely right. gonna experiment now.
Yeah, because oils, you know? Right? Like, if
yeah,
you, can, like,
you gotta get the
vape
oil of the
fucking vape candle. Like, so I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do not. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not. We do not condone drug use, but smoke some fucking weed.
Smoke that shit. Balance yourself.
That's medicinal.
Yes, it is. Yo, I drive Lyft, obviously, right? I always talk about that shit. And I got a playlist on SoundCloud, like all the shit I'm gonna listen to depend on the customer. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Right? I do that too.
Word, like, all right, this is.
Or you know what? When I can't figure it out, I just put the radio on.
Oh shit! I never put the radio on. It's my radio book. I hate the fucking radio. I'm like, oh shit, no, the radio. I hate that shit.
I just put it on and let Chance like. Whatever they're
gonna
play,
I'll be sitting in front like, I hope you don't think I listen to this. I hope you don't think I listen to this.
Yeah, same me, bro.
I'll use it as practice. I'm like, I'm gonna read the person to see what they like. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm like, as soon as I see their name and I see their face, I'm like pressing forward on this shit real quick. I'm like, you gonna like this right here.
Yeah, but you really don't know.
I know, I be getting
you
it
really
right like 98%
know.
Of the time. I'm
oh
on point.
My God.
Every now and then I had that shit blasted because I'm high. I'm like middle of the night driving. I had boom, boom, boom. It's like, can you please turn it down? Like, motherfucker.
Can you put on some Macklemore, please?
Yeah, for real. Like, turn it down. That'd be the main request.
I
want to
hear
Macklemore. Turn it down. Like, motherfucker, who don't like loud music? Like, I just keep driving. Like,
sir, it's a little loud.
Yeah, I hate that.
People that don't like loud, you know.
Yeah, like they don't like loud. They don't right. Yeah. Don't like loud. That's why I like driving to Jersey. That should be loud. They don't give a
all
fuck.
Times of the day.
All times of the day.
Yeah, it's not like that here.
Yo, talking about music, man. Remember when we were talking about all the women artists a few shows ago? Was it Dreezy?
Dreezy. Kat Dalia,
Angel Hayes. So I did a little homework. I did that same weekend. I did a little homework. I listened to some Dreezy. I think she's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's cool. Some of the content, but she could spit. She got flow.
Yeah.
She could flow. Angel Hayes. I didn't listen to the right shit. I gave like five, six tracks. So I was like, you know, but she could still.
But
spit,
I gotta tell you, I used Angel Hayes a lot for like therapy when I worked with girls, like human trafficking.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I'll give it a second.
But she talks a lot about like.
He probably
went
to the wrong shit. Sometimes you get into the wrong side of somebody catalog.
No, but I'm not saying I don't like them. It's just that I didn't connect with it. But it's dope.
It's like that with me too. Like I listen to artists and be like, I don't fuck with them. And then I listen to some other shit they did. And be like, oh,
it depends what it is.
Right. It happens
so,
all the time.
Yeah, I always got to do my homework, man. But what I forgot to mention that night, and I can't believe I forgot, is and I'm sure you guys have probably heard of them. And there's a homegirl out there called Ciroc.
Yes.
Yeah.
S-A-R-O-C.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Bro.
Mm-hmm.
She's another caliber. Like she's on some other shit, yo. She's dope, man. Mm-hmm. Definitely check her out. Ciroc,
SA-ROC.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And there's another queen called Mama Soul.
I don't think I heard Mama Soul.
Bro. Mm. These are like, you know how Moral Technique, he's the type of dude to slither your head in a
while he's
rapping in like a rap them. Battle. Yo, they're like that.
Mama Soul.
Female version.
I like the name.
They're just
alone.
MCs, period. But you know, we were talking about MCs, but Mama Soul.
Yo, that's crazy. Now speaking of female MCs, right?
You know what I'm saying Rap City's another one.
Yep, I was gonna say her.
Bahamadia.
Mm-hmm. In the battle rap area though. Like there's some battle rap cheese. Couture. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oof. She's
like
dudes
got to
be careful. Men
got to
be careful.
Some of them, you know? kind of show.
Yeah, we. Yeah, I mean, like,
show their true colors.
It have to be snippets because you know the whole internet law bullshit.
But, oh yeah, yeah.
We could do that. We'll do that.
Ooh, I mean, she'll
segment,
give
segment.
Yes, yeah, yes. Battle rap, female rap.
Yo, you know what? I was listening to Raekwon. I was listening to actually the Combat Jack show. It was an older show. Raekwon was on there. And he had he was talking about this female that makes beats. Now you don't really hear about that too much either, right? And she made this dope ass beat. I forget the name of the track, man, but that shit was sick. And her name is She God. Yo, look her up, man. Her beats, woo, yo.
Talking about that, that's been coming out a lot lately too.
What's that?
I feel like I've noticed with a few different artists, like talking about God as a woman.
That's coming out a lot.
So I'm kind of glad about that because, you know,
let's talk about that.
There's a belief, you know, there's other cultures and other religions that do believe that God is a female.
I believe it. That's what I believe.
And that feminine energy is creativity and, you know, who creates but women, you know? So I feel like that is something that is coming out a lot and it's being acknowledged. And once upon a time, that was forbidden.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you couldn't say shit like that before, but now it's a very accepted idea. Absolutely. Yeah.
I believe that's what it is, man.
I believe it as well.
And I'll tell you why, man. First of all, women give birth, they give life. Creation. Men can't do that. That's creation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then we have Mother Earth, right? It's called Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. Okay? You got trees, all the shit that grows on Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Every spring, there's new life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I put all that correlation in. To me, it just makes more sense.
It makes a lot more sense. I mean, even if you look at our body parts, I mean, our dicks are like a vagina that's poking out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're a woman first, right?
It's just like, all right, well, you guys got it. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all, ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Everybody's becoming okay with that versus.
Trust me, there's people that are gonna be like, fuck these people talking this shit right now because you know.
I've had somebody say, oh, you're talking that faggot shit on your page. Somebody said that shit to me when I was big enough women like that. It was like, and he was a Hebrew. So like, yo,
that's definitely changing. It's all right to talk about things, and it's all right to acknowledge how powerful women are now. You know, and it's a beautiful thing, I think. You know, and I think a lot of women recognize that. So, actually, I think you will get a lot more women if you start, you know, being able to.
Oh shit, yo, X, should we go to the bar and try to run some of that women game? See what we could come up with? Is that the type of game you mean?
Oh, man.
Is that what you mean, B?
Clear it up.
For the interweblians.
No, that's not what she means.
I'm fucking with y'all.
Women that appreciate.
Absolutely. I know what you mean, man. Trying to get a few chuckles out of the interweblians out there, man. But you're absolutely right.
But you know what, though? You know what's interesting? Like, it's better than calling a female out her name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I'd rather for people to, you know, it's funny because even now, like, they call them Hotep niggas. But dude to try to holler at a chick and be like, peace queen. You know, God is that yo chicks be tired of that shit too because a lot of it be fake. I just think a lot of women just want genuine, whatever you're gonna be.
Honesty.
You know what I'm saying?
Truth,
if whoever you are, be that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna be you, if you whatever you are, be it. Don't try to be the other nigga.
I mean, more the appreciation. I think you know, women haven't been appreciated so much in history. So to just hear the acknowledgement is a big change, a big shift.
No, absolutely. And it is definitely happening more and more now.
A big step forward.
You know what I mean?
Big step forward. Leaps and motherfucking bounds.
Yeah.
You know. It's interesting to see how like this whole like woke movement has like consistently grown into different kinds of like sub movements and other movements and other things, you know, all of it, you know, all of the different forms of awareness. It's dope to see that it's become cool to be aware of what's going on around you, even though it just started off as a fucking trend, and most things do. Hip hop started off as a fucking trend, you know.
Yeah.
So things that are good and have value do start off as trends. Yeah.
The thing with me with the whole woke shit is, I think that's kind of corny though. Like the people, woke, because they ain't really on that. They're just saying it because it's a trend. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you really take that and move forward and really educate yourself and start really being on that, you know, awakened shit, that's dope.
Right.
You know?
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it takes that for it to become that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The idea has to be introduced to people in some way. And this is, I think this is the way of it being introduced to people who might not look at it.
And
it makes it acceptable too.
And with time, you decipher it, because by next year, they're going to have another new word. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right, right, right. And that person that really ain't woke, by the time the new shit come out, they're going to still be catching up, but they're going to eventually get to the point
they'll be on Fleek or fucking
be like,
whatever
yo,
the fuck.
Right.
You know, swag, nigga, swag.
You know, so.
Or lit. I hate all those fucking corny words motherfuckers come up with, man, nowadays. Like,
you do?
Yeah. A lot of them. Not all of them, but it's like, yo, my nigga, swag. Swag.
I don't like swag. I never liked swag. Like, swag was weird. Swag was weird.
Swag or on Fleek. You know what I'm saying?
Fleek was weird, too. Fleek was a weird word. Yeah. I never used
There's
those.
There's a few.
Too.
There's a few.
But lit's cool. I fuck with certain words.
I'm still like in the 90s.
Yeah, I be dope. Yo, that shit is dope, son.
Yeah,
dope.
Dope, dope, dope B.
I say word a lot.
Nah, me. Nah, man. I can't do all that shit all the time, man.
Motherfuckers talk. Motherfuckers be like, yo, I want to smoke some of that Medicaid. Yo, you got any trees? I still be saying trees. Like,
yeah, I be saying, but I don't say it because I just smoke.
Yeah.
You be like, yo, you around? All right. If you still saying a word, man, you got the wrong plug. Like,
I'm still on that 90s lingo, man.
I don't even say the word. They'd be like, yo, you around? Yo, I'm holla at you. Like, it's just not even no words no more with weed.
Yeah.
But weed, that sounds so weird.
Yeah, weed, trees, like, Buddha. Remember Buddha?
I sound
white. Yo, let's
white.
Smoke some Buddha. Let's smoke some Buddha. Remember that shit?
Yeah, I remember that shit. But weed, I sound white, bro.
Yeah. Yo, bro.
Want some motherfucking weed.
And there's nothing wrong with white people, yeah, but you know, bro.
Bro.
Gnarly. But what's up, man?
You got a whole bunch of words in Spanish too for it too. So you got mota, you got pato,
marijuana,
verde. Hierba.
They call that shit Bali in fucking Jersey. Bro, you got that Bali?
What?
What is a Bali? Yo, you got that Bali?
Like you're gonna work out and shit.
I was like, yo, what the fuck? You got that Bali? I was like, oh, that's blood for Cali. Got it. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Yo, that
yo,
shit is
lingo is wild, boy. Your lingo crazy, man. I'm telling you.
That shit is funny to me, man. How the bloods can't or the Crips can't say.
Right, they can't do that shit. So that shit is wild. They got these all types of fucking like shortcuts and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bali. Everybody saying Bali. They not even bloods niggas saying Bali. I'm like, oh, I get this. Bloods. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yo, yo.
Crazy, man. I don't know, man. Like, this is a real freestyle show.
Super,
you know what I'm
freestyle,
saying?
Nigga.
So I don't even know what we want to build on. I don't know what we want to build on.
Woo! So, yeah, because I don't want to talk too much about myself, man. It's just going to be like, yo, nigga, actually be talking about itself all the damn time. So I'm going to just let somebody else come up with some shit, because I don't want to just bring me up. No. Talk about myself enough.
Like, we were talking about earlier, like, about pain, like we wanted to bring
talking about pain.
And time, because I feel like that's what we were talking
about. That's
on
a great subject.
Yeah. You know, time and pain and
pain, yo. What is motherfucking pain?
What
to
is
you,
pain?
What is it to you?
Pain are signals to our brain. That's very science, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like literally letting our brain know that something's up. You know, fact. Something's not right.
Right.
So I see pain a lot as lessons. Mm-hmm. So any type of pain is some type of lesson, because it's literally your body telling you that something's wrong, you know? And I say this because pain comes in different forms too. You know, you have physical pain, you have mental pain, you have emotional pain. All these pains can be different. And recently I've been having this tooth pain, but I really thought about it and I sat with myself and I'm like, I've had probably bigger heartaches and they felt worse than this pain right now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain those things?
Mm.
You know, like something that you feel so deep in here, but nobody can see it, you know?
Yeah,
the pain is the signal of your soul having something wrong.
Yeah, that's that soul pain.
Your soul, like, yo, I'm not feeling this.
Yeah.
This hurts like a motherfucker.
And people need to, like, respond to that, because I think that's a big issue with people, is that they ignore that.
And
you know?
And that's where some of the mental health comes in, suicide. That's why pain is serious. It's a serious subject.
It really is, because pain can literally clog your whole shit.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know, I dealt with some serious fucking pain for 12 years, being paralyzed on and off and consistent pain. So, pain became my friend. I ain't gonna flex. Like, for a while, it was just like,
became comfortable.
Right. Like, oh, okay, what's good? And then it's like, I understood it. I understand it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a part of becoming the healer that I am. Like, having that kind of relationship with pain, I went from pushing it away to just learning how to become one with it, in a sense.
Embrace it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's hard to explain. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It sounds fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Embrace pain. But,
I mean,
for someone who hasn't gone through it, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. If you haven't really gone through any, like, serious kind of trauma with pain, that sounds fucking stupid. Or even when you have gone through trauma, but you didn't learn a lesson.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like this is how you should deal with the lesson. Face it head up.
Yeah.
You know, don't numb it. Don't run away from it. Don't peel it. Just face it head forward and deal with it and see why you're in the pain in the first place and deal with the root.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Deal with the root.
Because that's what it's ultimately telling you. Right, the pain wants you to find out what's wrong.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm uncomfortable, I'm like, yo, why are you uncomfortable? Even if it's just uncomfort, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? I ask myself, I get to the root of it. Like, what's good with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, really understand what it is, because then it's a signal of something else.
And to me, like, that's a symbol too of, like, true healers, because I feel like this is how I could almost distinguish, like, true healers and things like that, is because they've gone through that darkness or that pain so deep that they're able to help other people, because that is what empathy is. It's to be able to feel that,
to
that point. And I have to say that I run into healers all the time, and I just know they haven't felt that, you know? So I can't say that they can truly, completely heal people. It's really hard, because you have to be able to know what that feels like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, to treat it. Absolutely.
Yes, you do. You have to know. Otherwise, it's like, you'll see somebody in pain and not have no, it just don't matter.
How can you heal something that you know nothing about?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. No balance there.
So that's why you have a lot of bad doctors.
Yeah.
You know, this is why you have a lot of people who just don't connect. And there's a lot of influx of different kinds of people who heal. And I think they heal for different reasons. Some people do it because it's a sense of identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I had to evaluate myself. You know, like, I knew that for a period of time in my life, I had to make music in order to feel whole.
Mm.
Like, that was a part of who made me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like before that, it was poetry.
Yeah.
I had to write and show that I'm a poet for it to be to feel whole.
Mm-hmm. And that's deep, because that pain comes with that. Like, people need something to
identify with other than the experience.
Whether it's good or negative, there's people that, you know, do the poetry or music. There's people that cut themselves to just, you know, let it out. You
release
know what I'm saying?
It.
There's people that do the drugs and shit, man.
Yeah. You have to release it somehow.
Yeah, right.
Figure out a way.
But then it becomes who you are sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the way you release or the way that you express
yourself. You got to be careful with it.
And that's why you got to be very careful. It's a very thin line between expressing it, letting it out, and just
and letting it become you.
Some people don't, like, they'll be known for writing depressive poems or depressive work. And people are, like, really into their work, and then they feel like they have to continue.
But nobody checks on them either.
Right. Nobody checks on them. So that makes them more depressed. But they also feel like they have to continue to produce this work and stay in the space.
It's a cry. It's like a cry for help.
Right. You know what I mean? Just like homegirl, one of the artists that came up here was speaking on how she never really, like, created from a happy place.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Firebomb.
Right. Now, the thing with that is, you'll always create from a place of depression or lowness, and that will become a place that you depend on in order to be who you're known to be, in order to live a certain lifestyle, in order to all of that. It's such a thin line. So even for me as a healer, I have to always look at myself and check myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm me beyond my abilities. My abilities reflect who I am, and not just me because I'm special because I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's important.
Yeah.
Oh, that's important, because the day that you're not able to do it, then how do you feel about yourself? Mm-hmm. You're too tired. You know, somebody needs your help. Now do you feel low? Do you look at yourself like you're not worthy because you identify what you're able to do versus just who you are?
Yeah.
Some deep shit.
It is. It is.
You know, I think a lot of us end up creating from the place of, I need this to be who I am versus this who's who I am.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's like deep. A starvation. Right. I always think of art and like starvation, like the starving artist.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, pain is important. Mm-hmm. It is. It's like needed. You said, it lets you know.
Right.
You know?
It's needed,
and,
man.
And what you do with it is just the importance, because again, it could just be a signal that'll end up making you do fuck shit. You know what I mean? Like drugs or, you know, heavy drugs.
Well, then have people that become addicted to pain.
Right, right.
Like there's some people that get so used to it that they normalize it almost.
Right. That's so true, man.
You know?
That's so true.
And that's not okay either, because we need that release, you know?
It shouldn't be normal.
Yeah.
For most people, it is. And the thing, I think that's what opiates do. It kind of like normalizes certain pain, or it just kind of becomes... I notice some of the people who go through the worst kinds of pain tend to be on opiates.
Yeah. Mm. Salud.
Like, salud.
You know what I mean? Like,
and it's not always physical.
Right. Yeah. Mental. Yeah. I'm not even saying physical pain.
Yeah.
More so mental pain.
Yeah.
And more so soul pain. Mm-hmm. And they tend to deal with the opiates. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. Heroin, you know, guys who don't know what opiates are, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got the heroin, you got fentanyl patches, you have, which fentanyl patches are stronger than heroin. You have oxycodone. You have a bunch of different forms of this. This country actually, I want to say China. They gave China a bunch of opiates of some sort for some kind of war, some kind of thing. I forget what it was, but they basically addicted. I want to say China. I want to say America had the thing with China where they
gave them
opiates.
Well, it comes from there. That's usually where they get a lot of those.
They gave them a bunch of opiates and slipped it into their shit and had them addicted. I was reading something about it a long time ago. I just don't remember any specifics.
Well, I'm sure that's what, you know, that's how what they did to Americans, you know.
This is what they do. Exactly. It's the same shit. You know what I mean? Like, this pharmaceutical is in our tap water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit is everywhere. You know what I mean? It's every fucking where. So, you know, over time, like we were talking about earlier with New Orleans, these things mutate the mind, they mutate the being, you know, being around all these different chemicals and foreign things. They mutate the being, the DNA, all of that. And we just learn to adapt to it. So it looks normal. It looks like this is how life just is and this is how things are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's scary, man.
That is some scary shit.
That's scary because people really think that that's natural.
Yeah, this is like normal. Like, yo, when you drive around and you realize, yo, this everything I'm driving around is created.
Yeah.
None of this grew from the ground. None of these buildings said, none of these buildings.
None of it's natural.
None of it's natural.
At all.
I couldn't plant a seed and this building grow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit, this road, everything was planned.
Everything, bro.
Everything. So you're literally around a creation. So none of this is normal, but we have become... It's become normalized. I try to make this new to me as I drive sometimes. Like, I try to, like, drive around and realize none of this shit is supposed to be here.
Adaption. Mm-hmm. That's where adaption comes in.
Right. You adapt to the point where...
Well, they help you adapt. And that's where the water and that's where the...
Right. They help you just look at this like it's supposed to be. And it's not. And it doesn't make me mad or anything like that. It just shows... It's a reminder. This is not the real world. Like, this is not reality. This is a created reality. Like,
it's like the two worlds we spoke about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There's the two worlds. There's, you know, there's the world they create and the world we really have.
Right.
And then the person that they create, you know, that we want to be, the trends and shit like we spoke about a few shows ago. And
this is the setup for the person that you feel you're supposed to be.
That's the formula that that's one of their forms of control, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As well as time and pain and all that.
Yep. All of it is formed.
I think I do get really upset. I get mad about it. Mm-hmm. And I get upset more at, like, people not being able to find their way out of it or not to be able to see a little bit. Or... those that are coming out of it and are on their own journey being taken down by those around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what upsets me the most.
Because that happens a lot. It happens a tremendous amount. It's like, I don't know, it's like a matrix of possibilities of the way I look at the world is so different this way. I don't look at things like they just happen, or I look at a lot of this shit like it's planned for you to feel like things are supposed to happen this way for you. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. Like, you have somebody who might not be good with money. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's only because they're working a particular job. They haven't really found themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't really know what to do with their lives. And that's only happened because their parents have to work really hard. So they didn't have a lot of time to put into that child to develop them to that point. Mm-hmm. So it's all literally, like we were saying, planned. Mm-hmm. So that way it looks normal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that you're just supposed to go work and do these things.
But check this twist too, man. You know, when the kids feel like that and things like that, they know the kids are vulnerable. So it's easier for them to just want get up in the kid's psyche or whatever.
Right, right.
And then it normalizes, you know, like we were talking earlier, if you start young with a child, you could get better and better as you go with them and whatever it is, whether it's positive or negative. And that's what, I feel that's what they do. It's another form of control, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of this is computer thinking. Like, the more you talk about it, it just sounds like the way a computer would think.
Yeah.
And that's the spooky part that's about all this. Like, everything that we speak on is like, this is how a computer works. Mm-hmm. It just makes you wonder just how, not wonder, but, you know, I consider just how computer-oriented our world is now. And I don't feel that it's people in control anymore, like we spoke on like a few shows ago.
Yeah.
How, you know, it's more of an AI thing, it's more of a computer, it's more like an automated show that you literally have to find and, you know,
and I don't know if you feel this, but I feel like such a duality with it. I'm having such a like duel with it because
break it down, explain.
Just because we all come from a world that didn't have that. Like, we come from a time that there was no internet, there was none of that,
you know,
into all of this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have, like, this duality within me of, like, not always being on the phone or not. Mm. It's not about social media or, like, is it darker? Is it holding us? Is it taking our attention from things that we really need to be doing? Or is it really helping and striving? Are we using it the right way? You know, I think I'm constantly
going back and forth. I think a lot of us deal with that, that we're born in that age where there was no internet and all that. You know what I mean? We're like, wait, am I? You know
yeah,
what
but
I mean?
Then you think to yourself, is it because, you know, I'm old school? Or is
yeah,
it
I think it's a bit so. Yeah, definitely I think that plays a part of it. Yeah, because... I mean, you had something you want to say?
I'm agreeing with what, okay. I think it's because it's definitely because we're old school, man. It's like with me and the hip hop. Like, I know where the essence and the culture came from to see where it's at now. And it's kind of like...
It's hard, yeah. It's like...
To adjust. But then you like some of the shit. And it's like...
It's almost like what every generation before us went through.
Yeah.
You know it's what the I'm shifting saying?
It's the shifting of generations. And they're like, yo, what the fuck?
But they didn't have this.
Yeah, but this is the this next level.
Yeah.
This is some next level shit. Like, this is like nothing so they would be able to handle. Like,
but it's because
nobody really knows the depths of the internet.
Right.
You know, because like, there's a lot.
There's a lot of shit to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the dark web and all that shit. But listen, I think this, you know, I feel like the people who tend to do well are people who are able to adapt to the next shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think a lot of our elders, at least in the African American community, fell the fuck off because they weren't able to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't able to adapt. They got fucked up off the crack. They got fucked up over something. And then you got people, you know, that could be their children serving them that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's our community.
That's deep.
It's
right
fucked
there.
Up. You know what I mean? It is crazy. Like, that's our reality. So then now, that kind of X's out. Like, literally, when I go to Jersey, all I see is, like, shit, 50, 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds. All just roaming the streets. Mm-hmm. Like, the shit is fucking
like
spooky.
Cracked out.
Zombied out. Yeah. Zombied the fuck out. Like, you know, young people too, but there's a lot
zombies
of old
everywhere.
And, and yo, that's the shit from the 70s type shit still taking effect now.
Right, and that's what I mean. You know, like, they just never fucking grew. And those are the fucking consequences.
So, so imagine the shit now. Because they figured out a lot more ways to control shit and do shit now. Yes. So I feel sad for a lot of these kids doing the lean, the Xanax.
Right.
And
yeah.
And when they get older, bro.
Woof, that shit's going to really, it's going to be a whole
real
nother
vegetables.
Yeah.
And because, you know, back then, these people that are 50, 60 now that are doing that, they didn't even have the internet. They didn't have all this other stuff that influenced.
Right.
So the way these kids are now, it's a whole other. And I'm not saying it's worse, because I do believe in crystal children. I do believe that this next generation is really important in this shift of kids. But I also think a lot of others believe that too, and they want to make sure to keep
that they
kind
of like number them as much as they possibly can, because
that's their formula. That's their formula.
Listen, man, but I mean, because I just caught a wild, serious glimpse. And all right, so listen, the future, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, because I want to call it almost the present, because I feel like it is already
within
happened.
The Matrix,
right?
Yeah,
it is already happened. We're just traveling to that motherfucker. Universes.
That program. Exactly. Yeah. That program.
That shit. Listen. It is like all those futuristic movies that we've been seeing, and we're just seeing the prelude to that shit. That's all. We're seeing the fucking trailer.
Because
they tell you straight up.
And everybody's like, "Oh, this is cool." This is happening right now.
It's happening right fucking now in a smaller scale.
In surround fucking sound.
So all the pills and lean and shit, like, that's gonna be minute compared to the shit that's coming. I'm telling you, it's gonna be like designer fucking street drugs, and everybody's gonna be using them almost necessarily because of the environment. It's not gonna be a thing where people have choices now. You know what I mean? It's gonna be some other shit in the future, and I feel like everything we do now is changing the future bit by bit, little by little. Yeah. Whatever choices that we're making, whatever we're doing now, and this is why I feel like I need to make my presence known as much as I can, because it's gonna change and affect time in however way it's going to do it. And the more I do it, the better it's gonna affect it.
Yeah.
And I say the same for everybody else that has that feel. You have a purpose here. You gotta like work that shit.
And no matter what it is, man. Like, I know I'm looked at as a fucking weirdo because I speak my mind on shit, whether it's politics, spirituality, whether it's online or not online. But I don't give a fuck.
Spirituality. You know what I'm saying? That's what I heard. Yeah. That's fine.
Spirituality. Spirituality. But yeah.
I forgive
so
you.
I don't. Yeah, I don't care, because I feel I know I'm on my path, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to help, man. I'm trying to do it my way.
And you know what? We got to embrace the weirdness.
Embrace
the weirdo. Mm-hmm. Because absolutely. Guess what? There's other weirdos around, you know? It might not be too many, but the ones that you do find are worth keeping around.
It's like that saying, they say, y'all laugh at me because I'm different, but I laugh at y'all because you're all the same. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly how.
I don't want to be like everybody else.
I don't want to be no robot, man. I was that, though. You know, you come from that. It's like the whole religion thing. We knew about religion and all that, and then when you wake up. I was that. I didn't give a fuck about reading and none of this shit back in the day. You know, being in the club with spending money, girls, fucking liquor. That's what they want. That's the normal fucking standard that they set for us.
Mm-hmm.
And when you wake up,
you realize.
Yeah, you against the matrix. You really enter that matrix, man. Yeah. Not to sound cliche, but it's a motherfucking matrix. There's programs
really
out
is.
There.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
You know what I mean?
Whole lot of that.
And they understand us and our people more than our own people understand.
Well, that was done purposely. Yeah, not to know your roots, not to know, you know.
They study us.
Your power.
They've been studying us for longer than we even understand. I really feel this, man. If we really knew what the fuck this is we're living in, we'd freak the fuck out. We got theories, but I feel like we haven't even fucking scratched the surface.
Yeah.
That's how I really feel.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like we ain't even do this shit.
Oh, and this reminds me of remembering again, because I've been wanting to talk about remembering. And a lot of us are remembering things, like remembering our past lives. Remember where we come from, you know. So to everybody out there, where that you're remembering, and you're not crazy. Yeah.
Even dreams.
Yes.
All that shit, yeah.
This was purposely done for us to forget who we are and how powerful we are and all this stuff. Just know that you're not alone. You're not crazy. It's okay to start remembering who you really are.
Facts.
Yes. Agreed. Yo, it's crazy, man. I feel like, man, you know, I know our listeners are woke or whatever. You know, they're awakened, man, because of people that are sticking around. But I know we've had listeners that are like, what the fuck? Like, ooh, turn it off or change to the next one. But yeah, we're here for the people that that understand what we're saying or have lived that or continue or agree with it and want to keep changing shit.
That's for the weirdos.
For the weirdos. That's what we do.
This shit is normal now. Like, if you ain't weird, something's wrong with you. Like, that's how motherfuckers look at shit now. Your ass better have something different about you. You uninteresting motherfucker. That's how shit is now. Like,
You fucking unseasoned, no sazón habit. Adobo-less fucking.
Nobody wants that no more.
Nobody wants
pale
that
ass
shit.
Chicken wing ass motherfucker.
You can try to brainwash sugar, people no all you want. You know? We but, like that, Sasso.
Give me that spice.
But yeah, you know, the powers that be are they're afraid of this type of shit, man.
You know what? I almost feel like they don't give a fuck.
They really don't.
I don't think
they know this. They know that people are gonna wake up. Yeah, they know about a lot of this stuff.
Man, but they trust me. They have that we're in the back of their head. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they figure like we spoke about. They're on the next level to the next level of the shit they're doing. But yo, if we stop, bro, they really won't give a fuck. You know what I mean? As long as we're there, we're still there.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Mean? I think our shit, our purposes are bigger than anything that got to do with them. I said, like, what we do is shifting time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's literally shifting timelines. With every choice, with every word, with every action, with everything that we do and all the energy you put into this room, all these different things that you're doing, all the different things you speak on, all these different aspects of this is changing time bit by bit, little by little. And you don't really get to see the fruit of it until, you know, later on in the process. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, oh, I see.
It's all in increments.
Right. I see this meme. It said, you don't get to reap the benefits of intuition before, but after. Yeah.
Basically. Because you wouldn't know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know, that makes sense. So, and I feel like our intuition is being guided by a previous experience here. I feel like this is another like version of a life we've already lived, hence deja vu and things like that. Like, you know, everything being so familiar. I just feel like this is a repeat, and until something shifts or changes. Yeah. I feel like this time we might have got it right. So we just gotta really keep doing this, because I really feel like if some bad shit was to really go, was supposed to go down, this shit would have been already fucking went down. You know, I really do. Like, we had
it
mad shit
been.
Happen.
It's
right.
Just been,
I'm talking about,
know,
like, catastrophic, like, world-ending type shit. You know, if there was some real, like, you know, oh, shit, this shit would have been and went down.
But we're pretty close, I mean, if you ask me.
You know, we get close every time.
I think it's the dark world ending. You know? I think it's the darkness, the veil. Mm-hmm. That's really what is meant by all of that. So a lot of people have to see what's going on. The problem is that a lot of people are not ready. They're not accepting it. They don't want to remember. You know?
You're confusing that aspect, but I think introducing it is making this timeline change to where it's not destruction, but more so like creation. But then the creation is still going to be some shit where it's going to be an AI world. We live in and then fucking technology everywhere, but we're still here type thing. Versus all this being fucked up and destroyed and just roaming around in ruins and shit, you know? I really do feel like we have a course of different timelines that our choices are choosing.
Yeah. I think we also have to learn because of those past lives, such as the Atlantean times and things like that, where there were big empires. They had technology. They had all this advanced stuff, but they crashed, you know, and there's a reason behind that, too. And I think it's part of that human nature to that peace, that greed, or that, you know, self
the lesson
ego
that we haven't learned yet.
Yeah.
The thing that keeps repeating.
Yes. And I think that's a big thing in this one, you know, and we have to be really, really careful not to get into the same patterns of that.
You're right. And, you know, just so y'all know, man, if you're into shit like this, you're not alone. There's a lot of people. There's a big ass community on Facebook and Instagram full of people just like this. Like, I got about 4,000 of them on my friends list. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who are like this. So please don't feel alone. Like, you cannot explore the deeper aspects of who you are and what you're here for and what time is and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wouldn't be us if we didn't get just comfortable with us being this way. We had to just allow ourselves to be this way and say fuck it and fuck what anybody got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? We'll just be it and be it.
Yeah. And there's millions and millions of us out there.
Right. You gotta do that same shit for yourself. Otherwise, you put yourself in a box And this is more for later. You know what I'm saying? This is more for later. Like, whoever hearing this later, you know, utilize this shit.
Yeah, and please, man, if you're listening and you got any questions, I mean, you know, we're not masters of shit, man, but I think we learn every day as well. But please hit us up with a question. You know what I'm saying? Attention Beatrice, attention X, attention self. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up on backyardmeccashow@gmail.com, and you know, we'll be more than happy to build with y'all, man.
Yes, indeed.
Reach out.
Yes. Yo, man. I think we're good, bro.
Yeah, we're
pretty. Settled. You know,
said a lot.
It was interesting. I think we're gonna title this one "Pain," man, because we really went in on pain.
I think
pain
time,
and time.
Time and pain.
Pain and time.
Pain and time. Yeah.
Pain and time.
Yeah. Time for pain.
Yeah. No time for pain. So.
But yo, you know, pain is just like the problem, man. Like everything else, man. I believe, you know, every problem comes with a solution. Every solution comes with a problem. You know, at the end of the day, that pain, you just gotta keep going, man. Fighting it, you'll be alright.
In the end, just to not see it, so like, don't let it take over your world. And I think that's the biggest thing. It's a lesson. Yeah. Like, use pain always as a lesson and a signal or warning. Yeah. Something trying to tell you something.
And it'll make you fall, man. It's gonna hurt you at first, but once you become accustomed to it, and you learn it and dissect it, that's how you learn how to move with it and get rid of it quicker and build with it, you know what I'm saying? And build from it.
And it'll actually make you stronger.
You grow, you know, you grow. It's not your comfort zone. Once you learn how to, you know, maneuver out of your comfort zone, that's called growth, man. It's called strength. So, I'm gonna leave that right there, man. Interwebly, it was another great show. Again, this is Pain and time and pain. We'll figure it out. Once I'm editing the shit, I'll pick it. But listen, we appreciate y'all, man. Thank you for sticking around and watching us grow and listening to us. And you know, we appreciate the comments, the likes, the rates, the follows. We need a little more from y'all, please. We want to hear from y'all. We want to hear what you like, what you don't like.
Speak up, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. please. You know, we do this for y'all, and it'll just help us out, man. And you know, we could answer questions and all that.
Questions, even comment, even if it made you feel any type of way, just say something.
Please, man. And like I said, backyardmeccashow@gmail.com, Twitter, Facebook, and. The fuck is the other one? Instagram, Backyard Mecca. You know, you can catch us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, The Backyard Mecca Show. And yeah, man, just, yo, please reach out. And if, you know, if you're going through any pain, reach out to us if you want. Or if not, just know that you're going to be all right. Just rock with it. Learn from it. Dissect it. Welcome it in. Give it dap, because it's always going to come back. Everybody always, you know, exhibits pain here and there. So, yeah, man, we love y'all, man. We rock with y'all. I hope you love this energy we trying to give y'all. And come back next week, man. The show drops Wednesday. Sunday the video drops. We'll rock with y'all soon. Peace, 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 peace.
Peace.
Interrupting us.